Now then, I'm Mike Harding, and you are very welcome indeed to another hour and a lot of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And today is my birthday, so I'm sitting here in the shed with a slice of birthday cake and a small glass of something made in the Western Isles of Scotland, and I'm going to play autobiographical tracks because that's the mood I'm in at the moment. I'm going to kick off with a song from Lonnie Donegan, who changed my life and the lives of many, many other people, because before Lonnie Donegan came along when I was about 12, 13, all we had to sing were things like, I'm a pink toothbrush, you're a blue toothbrush, have we met somewhere before? Or, Gilly Gilly Oss and Pfeffer Casanella Bogan by the Sea. I'm sure those of you old enough will remember those two wonderful pieces of songwriting. Well, that's all we had until this man came along and changed our lives completely. I didn't know when I learned it that I was singing a Woody Guthrie song, but I was.
Now the world holds seven wonders that the travellers always tell. Some gardens and some towers, I guess you know them well. But now the greatest wonder is in Uncle Sam's fair land. It's the big Columbia River and the big Grand Coulee Dam. She heads up the Canadian Rockies where the rippling waters glide. Comes roaring down the canyon for to meet that salty tide of the big Pacific Ocean where the sun sinks in the west. In the big Grand Coulee country, in the land I love the best. In the misty crystal glitter of the wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and made a watery grave. Why, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day the Coulee Dam would cross that wild and wasted stream. Now Uncle Sam took up the challenge in the year of 33. For the farmer and the factory and all of you and me, he said, roll along Columbia, you can roll down to the sea. But a river while you're rambling, you can do some work for me. In the misty crystal glitter of the wild and windward spray, men have fought the pounding waters and made a watery grave. Why, she tore their boats to splinters, but she gave men dreams to dream of the day
four of us in Kenny Fullan's front room, all playing really cheap guitars with a T-chest bass, and we were singing Lonnie Donegan songs, and we were all of 12, 13, 14, learning the entire canon. We did have other songs. I mean, in my particular house, it was an Irish household, pretty much, so we would get lots of Irish music hall songs and tunes, and there were school folk songs as well. We learnt with singing together the BBC radio programme, so we learnt things like Early One Morning and Boney Was a Warrior, and then Saturday mornings on the BBC radio, we had Children's Favourites with Uncle Mac, which very often included this, which was one of all us kids' favourites, Burl Ives with Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that Big Rock Candy Mountain. On a summer's day in the month of May, a burly bum come hiking down a shady lane near the sugar cane. He was looking for his liking, As he strolled along, he sung a song of a land of milk and honey, where a bum can stay for many a day, and he won't need any money. Oh, 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 oh. The buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. In the big rock candy mountain, the cops have wooden legs, the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I want to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow, in that big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. Oh, ho, ho, ho. The buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain.
Their lives there with the big rock candy mountain from the album of the same name. And I forgot to back announce Lonnie Donegan. That was Lonnie Donegan from The Best of Lonnie Donegan with the Grand Coulee Dame, a song written by Woody Guthrie. Apparently he was commissioned to write it by the authority that was building the big Grand Coulee Dam. Well, I mentioned a little bit about how Irish music influenced me from quite early on. My grandparents were from Dublin and from Tipperary, respectively, and a fairly interesting bunch they were too. One of my great-great-great-grandmothers was apparently deported, or should I say transported, from Australia for stabbing a man who tried to rape her. Good stuff. Anyway, the Irish music happened in the house at sing-arounds. My Auntie Julia played the fiddle and the piano, and then I also went to the Irish club and pubs in Manchester. While I was still at school, a bloke called Bill Sloyan from Kilshamock, County Mayo, who was the dad of my best pal, Barry Sloyan, taught me to play the penny whistle. And the very first tune he taught me was this one, and I just happened to have a tin whistle handy. Not much better than I was 50-odd years ago when I first learnt that. However, here's Tony Howley, ex-Manchester, great saxophone player, with a much, much better version of Off to California, otherwise known as the Whiskey Hornpipe. We'll be right back. I love the sound of that. Great stuff. Off to California, and the second hornpipe, which isn't named on the track, is the Home Ruler. Tom Cousins and Tony Rowley. Tom Cousins on banjo, of course, and Tony Howley on saxophone from the album There's Always Room in Our House. I've got a little story I'll tell you very quickly about the tin whistle. I went with my then-girlfriend to hitchhike around Ireland to buy myself a genuine Irish penny whistle. So I left Manchester, we hitchhiked to Liverpool, got on the boat from Liverpool to Dublin, and then we hitchhiked all round Wexford, Waterford, all around the coast of Cork, up to Kerry, Killarney, then through Clare, and up to Galway, ending up in Galway City, where I went to a shop called the Four Corners, or Powell's. It's still there in Galway City. It's still a music shop. And I bought myself a genuine Irish tin whistle. I think it cost me a shilling at the time. I got it outside and I unwrapped it from its greaseproof paper. And there along the side were the words, Clark Tin Whistle Company, New Moston, Manchester 10. All the Irish tin whistles were made about a mile from where I was living. So there I was, full of Irish music and folk music, trying to learn songs as fast as I could, learning things like, I don't know, Spanish is the loving tongue, and I ride an old paint. And I walked into a Manchester pub one night and saw Harry Boardman. And this was my conversion on the road to Damascus, because there was a bloke singing Lancashire folk songs about the factories, about the mills, about the people who worked in them, and songs from the Manchester streets, including this one. I'll have a collier for my sweetheart.
I went out to get some water, get some water for me tea, and I caught me foot and down I stumble, a collier lad's come kissing me. My mother said, I mustn't have a collier, it would surely break a heart. I don't care what my mother tells me, I'll have a collier for my sweetheart. If you'll leave your collier, sweetheart, I'll buy you a guinea gold ring. You shall have a silver cradle for to rock your baby in. I don't want your silks and satins, I don't want your guinea gold ring, I don't want your silver cradle for to rock my baby in. Collier lads get gowd and silver, for aunties lads get nowt but brass, and who'd be married to a lad from Frantis when there are plenty of collier lads? My mother said I could be a lady if from me collier lad I'd part. I'd sooner walk on the bottom of the ocean than I'd give up me collier sweetheart. I went out to get some water for me tea. Caught me foot and down I stumble, a collier lad's come kissing me.
Harry Boardman, the late great Lancashire folk singer, with I'll Have a Collier for My Sweetheart from the album Transpennine. Well, like I say, it was a conversion. I then started to immerse myself in traditional Lancashire folk songs. I got a banjo and I got myself a concertina for 10 quid from a junk shop down the back streets of Manchester, and I started to bore everybody with my versions of Lancashire folk songs. And I also started to learn lots of other stuff as well, immersing myself very deeply in the songs of people like Alex Campbell, Nigel Denver, and the Ian Campbell folk group. And while I was doing all of this, I came across Martin Carthy, who also was a great influence on me. Not that I could ever be a singer or guitarist like Martin, but he did actually teach me quite a lot about guitar styles. And I'll never forget the first album I got of his, which shows him sitting on a pallet, being lifted up by a crane, playing the guitar. We've all done daft cover shots for our albums. Well, daft cover shot it may well have been, but it was one of the most influential albums of all time. Simply called Martin Carthy, it contained many, many songs which went on to become classics and to enter the folk song canon, and which we all copied. This is one of them. Martin's version of the traditional song, High Germany.
Go a marching to the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the war, my love, in High Germany. Oh, Willie, love, oh, Willie, come list what I do say. Me feet, they are so tender, I cannot march away. And besides, my dearest Willie, I am with child by thee, not fitted for the war, my love, in High Germany. I'll buy for you a horse, my love, and on it you shall ride, and all my delight shall be in a riding by your side. We'll stop at every alehouse and drink when we are dry. We'll be true to one another, get married by and by. Oh, cursed be them cruel wars that ever they should rise, and out of a merry England press many a man likewise. They pressed me true love from me, likewise my brothers three, and sent them to the war, my love, in High Germany. Me friends I do not value, nor me foes I do not fear. Now my love has left me, I wander far and near. And when me baby it is born and a smiling on my knee, I'll think on lovely Willie in High Germany. Oh Polly, love, oh Polly, the rout has now begun. Marching to the beating of the drum. Go dress yourself all in your best and come along with me. I'll take you to the war, my love, in High Germany.
First released in 1965 on the Fontana label which also had Nigel Denver on it. That was Martin Carthy from the album of the same name with High Germany. I was working in a bookshop in Manchester at that time, and one of the lads working there with me was called John Halliwell. He came up to me one day and he said, "What kind of music do you like then?" So I said, folk music. I thought I'd better admit it straight away, so he didn't find out later and curse me for it. He said, "Oh," he said, "I play in a jug band called the Edison Bell Spasm Band. Why don't you jam with us one night?" And I did, and I ended up joining the band. The Edison Bell Spasm Band was a jug band comprised of John on guitar, Dave Howard on washboard, and Steph Hoyle on jug. I played kazoo, tin whistle, and mandolin, and between us, we made quite a fist of some good old jug band music and had a heck of a time playing with the other three lads. And this is one of the songs we used to do in the pubs and clubs around the north. Here's the Memphis Jug Band with Whitewash Station Blues. And when you're listening to this, please imagine me stood there with a pair of National Health specs on and a beard that was far too big for me, trying to sound like a southern black jug band player. Might stretch the imagination a bit.
A whitewash station, 2 miles of glory for the jug band to have a chance. I built a whitewash station, 2 miles of glory for the jug band to have a chance. You can toot your whistle, blow your horn. The Memphis Jug Band done been near and gone. Whitewash station, 2 miles of glory. Go to Jug Band of Alabama. I say, Jug Band of Alabama. Now if you want to get to heaven, I tell you what to do. You put on a sock, you put in a shoe. You place a bottle of corn in your right hand. That'll pass you right over in the promised land. And if you meet the devil, he asks you how you do. I'm on my way to heaven, don't you want to go too? Know there's a place I do just as well. They call a whitewash station 10 miles from here. Build a whitewash station 2 miles of glory. Go to Jug Band of Alabama. Gonna build a whitewash station 2 miles of glory. Go to Jug Band of Alabama. Lord, mama, what's on your mind? You keep me worried about it all the time. Whitewash station, 2 miles of glory. Go to Jug Band of Alabama. I say, Jug Band of Alabama. Ain't got no shoes. No, I've got the Memphis Jug Band blues. I build a whitewash station 2 miles of glory. Go to Jug Band of Alabama. I say, the Jug Band of Alabama.
Just imagine the four of us crushed up in a Morris Minor 1000, belonging, I think, to Dave's dad. And guitar, mandolin, jug, kazoo, penny whistle, all crammed in this car off to various gigs around the country. Three lads from Radcliffe and a lad from Crumsall. But, bye, we had some fun. Whitewash Station Blues, Memphis Jug Band, the best of country blues. The jug band used to practice in our house in Lower Crumsall, very tiny, two up and two down, terraced house with an outside toilet and a tin bath hanging from a nail on the wall. And I had two small children at the time, two little babies, and it was obvious that we couldn't actually practice underneath their bedroom and keep them awake, so we used to slope off down the road to a pub called the Old House at Home, a Wilson's pub in the days when Wilson's made really fabulous beer. We were practising there one night in this pub in the middle of a huge chemical factory because the pub was on Crown land and the chemical works hadn't been able to buy it, so stuck there in the middle of all these retorts and steam pipes and machines was this tiny old pub with bags and bags of character. Anyway, we rehearsed in there one night and Bill and Trudy, the landlord and landlady, said to us, "Why don't you start a folk club here, get something going, because what you do is good." So we did. We started a folk club in the pub, ran the club there for a couple of years, then moved to the White Lion further down the road in Blakely, where we had people like Dave Berlin, Nick Jones, Tony Rose, Christy Moore, the Dransfields, loads and loads of folkies on the road, made the way at one time or another to the Old House at Home or the White Lion, Blakely. Here's Dave Berlin, one of the many lads who came our way, with the title track from his album, A Dalesman's Litany. I love this song, and it's ironic that I came to live in the Yorkshire Dales myself many years later on.
It's hard when folks can't find the work where they was bred and born. When I was young, I always thought, well, I'd bide me through its and corn. But I've been forced to work in towns, so is me litany. From Hull and Halifax and Hell, good Lord, deliver me. When I were courting a Mary Jane, told Squire, he says one day, well, I've got no room for wedded folk, choose will to wed or stay. Well, I couldn't leave the lass that I loved, so to town we had to flee. From Hull and Halifax and hell, good Lord, deliver me. I've worked in Leeds and Huddersfield, and I've addled honest brass in Bradford, Keighley, Rotherham. Well, I've kept me bairns and me lass, and I've travelled all three ridings round, and once I went to sea. From forges, mills and sailing boats, good Lord, deliver me. I've walked at night through Sheffield lanes, well, 'twas same as being in hell, where furnaces thrust out tongues of flame, and they roared like wind on fell. And I've summed up coil in Barnsley pit, we muck up to me knee. From Sheffield, Barnsley, Rotherham, good Lord, deliver me. I've seen fog creep across Leeds Brig, as thick as Bastille soup, and I've lived where folks were stowed away like rabbits in a coop, and I've seen snow float down Bradford Beck as black as ebony. From Hunslet, Holbeck, Whipsy Slack, good Lord, deliver me. But now us children are all fled to the country we've come back, and there's 40 miles of heathery moor twixt us and coil pit slack. And as I sit bit fire at night, well, I laugh and shout with glee. From Hull and Halifax and hell, good Lord, deliver me.
Dave Berland with the classic title track of what is one of the greatest folk albums of all time, The Dalesman's Litany. I suppose the end of the 60s and the beginning of the 70s was probably the flowering of English folk. In terms of folk clubs, there were folk clubs in every city in the country, loads of them. And there was plenty of work for people like me that were going around the country, jobbing folkies. Dave Berland, Tony Rose, Nick Jones, the Dransfields, Christy Moore. We were all able to make a living going round night after night, usually sleeping on people's settees, because very few people who ran folk clubs had big houses with plenty of spare bedrooms. I myself ran the folk club in Crumsall, and people used to have to sleep on the floor because we hadn't even got a settee big enough. And the kids would get up for school in the morning and have to tread very carefully over the McCalmans or the Yetis or Johnny Handel or the Dransfields or whoever happened to be staying at the house. Here's three of the folk groups stroke artist who spent some time kipping on our floor in number 9 Cathkin Avenue. In The Other Day Appear, Robin and Barry Dransfield, Nick Jones and Christy Moore.
Over Salisbury Plain, what a dainty fine sight I behold, as lasses were crying and tearing their hair. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Then each one home to their mothers do run, saying me heart is undone, it is true. I'll pack up me clothes without more delay, and boldly I'll march with the blues, and boldly I'll march with the blues. The
landlord and landlady walks hand in hand, and so do they pretty girls too. And each one poured out a bottle of gin to drink a good health to the blues, to drink a good health to the blues. Our ship she is rigged and we all set sail. How sweetly the French all played too. And each one sent up a loud huzzah. Success to King George and his blues. Success to King George and his blues. Gallant young fellas as ever you see, though you search Bonnie Britain all through. When dressed in his majesty's suit, you'll agree there are none can compare with the blues. There are none can compare with the blues. As I crossed over Salisbury Plain, what a dainty fine sight I behold. As lasses were crying and tearing their hair, or the rout has just come for the blues. Or the rout has just come for the blues.
Dunfermline town, a drinking the blood red wine. Oh, where will I get a fine mariner to sail seven ships of mine? And then up spoke a fine young man, sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best mariner has ever sailed on the seas. So the king he has written a broad letter and signed it with his own hand. And he sent it off to Sir Patrick Spens, a-walking all on the strand. And the very first lines that Patrick he read, a little laugh then gave he. And the very last lines that Patrick read, the salt tears filled his eyes. Oh, who is he that has done this deed and told the king on me? For never was I a good mariner, and never do intend to be. Late yestreen I saw the new moon with the old moon in her arms. And I fear a deadly storm, a ship and she will come to harm. But rise up, my merry men all, a little ship she sails in the morn. Whether it's a windy or whether it's a wet, or whether there's a deadly storm. And they hadn't been a-sailing a league or more, a league but barely nine, till a wind hadn't wet, and sleet and snow come a-blowing up behind. Oh, where can I get a little cabin boy to take the helm in hand? While I go up to the topmast high and see if I can't spy land. Come down, Sir Patrick Spens, we fear that we all must die. For in and out of the good ship's hull, the wind and the ocean fly. And the very first step that Patrick he took, the water it came to his knees. And the very last step that Patrick he took, they drowned, they were in the seas. And many was the fine feather bed that floated on the foam. And many was the little Lord's son that never, never more came home. And long, long may their ladies sit with the fans all in their hands before they see Sir Patrick Spens come a-sailing along the strand. For it's 50 miles to Aberdeen shore, it's 50 fathoms deep. And there does lie Sir Patrick Spens with the little lords at his feet. Thank you.
a walk in one evening fair. It being the summer to take the air, always spied a female with a sailor boy, and I stood to listen, and I stood to listen to hear what they might say. He said, young mate, why do you roam? Oh, all alone by yonder lea. Oh, she heaved a sigh and the tears did roll, for my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor, he ploughs the stormy sea. He said, you can drive them from your mind, for another young man you surely will find. Love turns aside and it soon grows cold, like a winter's morning, like a winter's morning, the hills are white with snow. She said, I'll not forsake my dear, although we are parted for many the years. For gentle he was, the hunter ache like you, to induce a maiden, to induce a maiden, to slight the jacket blue. One half of the ring did young William show. She ran distracted in grief and woe, saying, William, William, I have gold in store for my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor, he has come home again. There is a cottage by yonder lea. The couple live there and do agree. So may it be true when your love's at sea. For a stormy morning, for a stormy morning, brings on a sunny day.
In the order in which you heard them, you got Route of the Blues from the Dransfields, Robin and Barry Dransfield, the title track of their first album, and that was followed by Sir Patrick Spence from Nick Jones' first album, Ballads and Songs, and finally you heard Christy Moore there with the Dark-Eyed Sailor from his album Prosperous. All three of those albums and Dave Berlin's that went before were recorded by Bill Leader, who gave so many people a leg up in the folk world, it is unbelievable. He did first albums for people that nobody else would have touched, but other record companies were blind towards what was happening in the folk world, but Bill wasn't, and he did lots of people's first albums, including mine, A Lancashire Lad. But before I did A Lancashire Lad, I recorded another album with Bill for Topic. That was Deep Lancashire, one of Topic's bestsellers of all time. A load of us assembled at Manchester UMIST, that's the University of Science and Technology. There was me, there was Dave Brooks, there was the Oldham Tinkers, There was Harry Boardman, of course, who was one of the main organisers behind it, and we just stood there in the middle of the theatre and sang our songs while Bill recorded them. That album, Deep Lancashire, was the making, in particular, of the Oldham Tinkers, who are one of my favourite bands of all time. Three lads who just basically stood up and did it. A wonderful blend of Lancashire humour, song, traditions and witty insight. I've loved everything that they've done. In particular, this track, Oldham's Burning Sands.
Misteri sermano non se dolcerva, i dolcerva, musidi non son vorena mata.
Amalim, 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 rum, dum, tiridini, 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 dum, 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 dum,
was on the plains of Oldham's burning sands that I was born with fingers on both hands. And down below the orange groves of Wernith, I was made the premier dancer of them all. In Yearham, where they were and pretty low, and sometimes where they were and none at all. When the sultan saw me doing me cowheel glide, well, I blushed and dropped me eyes onto the floor.
In me quaint Egyptian style, me quaint Egyptian style, I will wriggle, twist and twiggle like a crocodile. In me Egyptian language flow,
eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Penny on the water, out goes she, itchy coo, it's a treat, skinny Lizzie is the Urim Queen.
Mister intende istra modo gende, giutta montende istra vai nuso de, la strivide sine mono se se mono se, in armontante istra modo gende.
Well, the Urim clock had just struck 10 to 4, when the sultan met me at the Urim door. He sent me sugar plum, that's captivating me, and I blushed and I dropped my eyes onto the floor. In the Urim, where they were a pretty low, and sometimes where they were and none at all. When the sultan saw me do me cowheel glide, well, I blushed and I dropped my eyes onto the floor.
Quaint Egyptian style, me quaint Egyptian style, I will wriggle, twist and twiggle like a crocodile. Hear me Egyptian language flow,
eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Penny on the water, out goes she, itchy coo, it's a treat, skinny Lizzie is the Urim Queen.
Oldham's Burning Sands from the Oldham Tinkers. If you just joined us in Tennessee, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, or wherever, this show is a bit of a different one because it's my birthday today. So I'm indulging myself terribly in just playing tracks from a load of old mates and playing tracks that really happened to me as I was making my way along the pathway of this earthly existence. Talking of which, I'm going to play a track now from my mate Bernard Wrigley. We've been pals for as long as I can remember, certainly ever since the early folk club days in the 60s, and we're still pals now. We appeared together in Waiting for Godot at the Bolton Octagon, and it was one of the happiest 6-7 weeks of my life. We both enjoyed working with Andy Hay at Bolton and being part of a great production of what is one of the most marvellous plays in the world. Well, Bernard is still gigging, still making people laugh, and still making fine records. For my money, this is one of the classic Bernard Wrigley tracks. It's The Secret Life of Walter's Mittens. Not Walter Mitty, Walter's Mittens.
There was a jumble sale up at the Scout Hut, not last Sunday, Sunday before, and our Walter knew he were first in the queue. He took a flask and camped at the door. He woke up on step the next morning with a stiff neck, wet pants and backache. He had to retrieve his belongings that his mam gave away by mistake. The Bruins book didn't concern him, nor his clothes, the rest of the clutter. It were his old woolly mitts, all holy and split, that made him behave like a nutter. He paid 10 pence to get the mitts back, they thought he were out of his head. Paying that for some raggy old mittens, but he'd have paid him 10 quid if they'd said. See, the mitts had been knit by his grandma from an old Persian rug she'd unravelled. It were an ugly old matted up eyesore that Grandpa picked up on his travels. Nobody knew it were magic. He'd got it from some old bazaar when travelling the world with the circus as a clown. Are you with me so far? Well, nobody knew of its powers, and Grandpa himself is long gone. In fact, we don't know if he'd give it a go. If he had, well, he hadn't let on. You see, to get the carpet to work, you need to say alakazam. But if you weren't shown, you wouldn't have known, so it sat on the floor at his grand's. Its powers were passed to the mittens, but still no one knew what were what. Till one day last March, young Walter put the mitts on to go to the shop. Cos Walter were apprenticing garage in the back lane behind the co-op. And in keeping with motor trade traditions, at dinner times got sent to the shop. Now one day his list got blown from his hand, but all the blokes still got fed. Cos he'd a right good memory, had Walter. He could recite it off top of his head. Cos Ray had cheese and Duffy had egg and a bacon and brown sauce for Jimmy. And Billy has spam and alakazam. Course he said magic word. Are you with me? Yes, alakazam was the mystical word. Walter were quite overcome, for a voice said, "You are my master," and seemed to come from a hole in the thumb. "Magic mitten at your command. Say where you'd like me to fly." "Cup final next May," said Walter, being daft. Thumb said, "I'll give it a try." They soared away through time and space to Wembley and landed next May. I won't say who won, cos it spoils all the fun, but he cheered when his team saved the day. After the match, he were landed intact at the garage where lads were stood round, saying, "Where have you been for us sarnies? And what you doing 3 foot off the ground?" So he told them the tale of the mittens, how he'd said magic word in the shop. "So what was it you said then?" said Alec. "I'm buggered if I know, I forgot." "It'd likely be abracadabra," said Ray, who knew nout about out. And they spent rest of day suggesting, but managed to come up with nout. Now the trip only took them 10 minutes, but the ham had gone off during flight, and poor Alec got food poisoning and had deja vu with Sarnie that night. But Walter still hopes, as he goes for the grub, that he one day might get a repeat. But he's not likely to say alakazam anymore. Alec's turned veggie and give up on meat.
The Secret Life of Walter's Mittens, Bernard Wrigley, and that's from an album called Nowt So Funny As Folk. One of the finest acts I ever toured with were the McCalmans. They were just so funny, but so skillful, so talented, such great harmonies, such great voices, and such great musicians. I toured with them, well, all over the place. Malta, Gibraltar, Benbecula, Germany, Cyprus, you name it, we went there. And my admiration for them knows no bounds. This is a song that we used to sing late into the night very often. After the shows, we'd just kick off again and start singing with a few beers and go on until daft o'clock. If you know the song, sing along with it. If you don't, then just wind the show back and start all over again. And make sure you join in the chorus. This is the McCalmans with the Mingalay Boat Song.
Ilya ho, boys, let her go, boys, hi-ya-ho, boys, let her go, boys, swing her head round, and all together, hi-ya-ho, boys, and we'll anchor as the sun sets on mingling. Boys are waiting by the harbour, they've been waiting since break of day, boys, they've been waiting for their loved one as the sun sets on mingling. Hi-ya-ho, boys, let her go, boys, swing her head round, and all together, hi-ya-ho, boys, and we'll anchor as the sun sets on mingling. Walk her widow, wind the minches, walk her widow,
the Mingalay Boat Song from the McAlmonts. And that comes from an album called Scottish Songs. My two daughters, Sarah and Emma, when they were little, came in one day and they said, the McAlmonts are staying, aren't they? They'd just come back from school. We were living in the Yorkshire Dales by then. The McAlmonts are staying. I said, how did you know? I said, the dustbins full of empty McEwan's export tins. Many years travelling round together, I can still taste the bratwurst of Cologne and the kebabs of Nicosia. Those good old days. Travelling and singing with a load of mates. During those years, I didn't forget Ireland and went backwards and forwards on several occasions, sometimes staying with Christy in Dublin, other times just going out to the west, which I've always loved. And the west of Ireland is where the next singer comes from. Dolores Keane, described by Nancy Griffith as the voice of Ireland. She is one of my favourite singers ever. And this is one of my favourite songs, Paul Brady's great song, The Island, one of the best songs ever written about the troubles between the north and the south of that beautiful island. And nobody sings it better, for my money, than Dolores Keane.
Thank you. being free is all about. This twisted wreckage down on Main Street will bring us all together in the end, and we'll go marching down the road to freedom. Freedom.
Dolores Keane with a classic version of the great Paul Brady song, The Island, and that comes from an album called The Best of Dolores Keane. Well, in the mid-70s, I got a little bit famous when I had a record in the hit parade, in the top 20, and appeared on Top of the Pops, sat on a stuffed Alsatian dog, and I'm not going to go there. If you want to know why, you're going to have to find out yourselves. But it made me a little bit famous, and one of the results of that was that I was allowed to make a few films that I fancied making, one of which was a series travelling down the Appalachian Mountain Trail on a pushbike on a 10-speed, meeting old-timey musicians, playing music with them, and also just exploring that beautiful part of America. And I was privileged to be taken to meet people like Corrence Hammonds, the great banjo player and the last of the Hammonds family, Delly Norton, a beautiful singer whose aunt had been recorded by Cecil Sharp, and Woody Simmons, a wonderful fiddle player whose mantelpiece was full of trophies that he'd won at various county fairs in fiddling competitions. But he'd had about 5 heart bypasses, and his wife had hidden his fiddle. He was in his late 70s, I guess. His wife had hidden his fiddle, but not deterred one jot. He used to slide out of the bedroom window, get in his car, drive to the county fair, borrow a fiddle, win another prize, give the fiddle back, and drive all the way back home again, climb in the bedroom window, and put another trophy on the mantelpiece before his wife found out. He was a great character. When I interviewed him for the BBC when we were making the film in the Appalachian Mountains, he described himself as part Scots, part Irish, part Cherokee, and part Chippendale. This is Woody Simmons playing a tune that I learnt from him and that I still play in the band. Whiskey Before Breakfast. Thank you. Woody Simmons, the great Appalachian Mountain Fiddler, with Whiskey Before Breakfast, and that comes from an album called Woody Simmons Live at WVMR. Now, another result of being a little bit famous because of fortune and fame being thrust upon me, courtesy of my one hit record, was that I was asked to go on Desert Island Discs. For those listening who don't know, Desert Island Discs is a famous BBC radio programme, and guests are invited on and asked to say which records they would take with them if they were marooned on a desert island. And like all the other guests that had appeared on it, I made my choices. Most of them, in fact pretty much all of them, were folk records of one type or another. And the one that I began with, and the one which I said that if all the other records were taken from me, I'd have this one, was Dick Gocken from his album No More Forever, singing a song called the John McLean March. John McLean was one of the Labour organisers and leaders on the River Clyde. He was jailed for his activities, trying to better people's lives, fighting for working conditions and fighting for the rights of his fellow men. He was put in jail simply for being an agitator and standing up for people's rights. When he was released, the entire city of Glasgow came out to welcome him home. And this song, which commemorates his return to Glasgow, never fails to make the hairs stand up on the back of my neck. Not just the words of the song, but the total commitment and love and the depth of feeling with which it is sung by the great Dick Gocken.
Hi, Mac, did you see Hamazi come down by Gorgie? A war the lamb or lar north o' the Tay. Yon man is coming, and the hail tune is turning out. We're a' share he'll win back to Glasgow the day. The joiners and hodders on are marching frae Clyde Bank. Come on now and hear him, here be our thrang to bide. Turn out Jock and Jimmy, leave your crans and your muckle gantries. Great John McLean's coming back to the Clyde. Argyle Street and London roads the route that we're marching. The lads frae the Broomalaw are here to a man. Hey, Neil Ward, your hodrums, your big heel and chuchter, get your pipes, mate, and march at the heed o' the clan. Hello, Pat Malone, sure I knew ye'd be here, so the red and the green lad will wear side by side. Garbles is his the day, and Glasgow belongs to him. New great John McLean's coming home to the Clyde. Forward to Glasgow Green, we'll march and get order. We'll grips his banner wheel, that boy is ne blate. Aye there, man, that's Johnny New, that's him there, the bonny fechter. Lennon's his fair lad, and Neib connects his mate. Tack 10-20 speaking, for they'll mind what he said here. In Glasgow, your city, and the hale world beside. Och, aye, lad, the scarlet's bonny, here's to ye, heel and shawny. Great John McLean has come home to the Clyde. Ah, weel, when it's finished, I'm awa' back to Springburn. Come home to your tea, John, we'll soon hae ye fed. It's hard work, the speaking. Och, I'm sure he'll be tired the nicht. I'll sleep on the flare, Mac, and gie John the bed. The hale city's quiet noo. It kens that he's resting. At hame wi' his Glasgow friends, their fame and their pride. The Reds will be warm, my lads, and Scotland will march again. Noo great John McLean has come hame to the Clyde.
John McLean's March from the album No More Forever, the great voice of Dick Gocken. And Dick, if you're listening, get well soon, mate. We want you back on the road. Now, although during the late 70s, 80s and 90s, I was on the road doing loads of stand-up comedy tours, I still got back whenever I could to the Irish pubs in Manchester to play a few tunes, and often down to London to the Favourite in Holloway Road or Mooney's in the Strand, or the Empress of Prussia, Bob Davenport's great club in Islington. I particularly remember one hairy night in the Empress of Prussia with Loudon Wainwright and the Usual Suspects. I've long been an admirer of Bob Davenport, a man for me who's never strayed far from his roots, and I've had the pleasure of working with Bob on many an occasion and actually recorded one of his albums at a little studio I had in Dentdale, Cumbria, when I was living there. The album was called The Red-Haired Lad, and this is Bob singing a song that I remember from my own childhood, The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door.
How often my uncle would tell me about the place he was born in and reared, and end up his story by saying, we'll go there next year if we're spared. But the tales I love best from his childhood, though sadly I'll hear them no more, were the times that he had when he was a lad on a stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. When the day's work was done, they would meet there in the summer or winter the same. No worries or cares did they have then, and life seemed an innocent game. Dan Murphy would fetch down his fiddle while his daughter looked after the stall. The tunes they would ring, oh, songs they would sing on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. In memories my uncle would wander to the scenes of his childhood at home, to the friends and relations he met there. 'Twas poverty caused him to roam. Though here in this country he prospered, I know in his heart he felt sore when in memory he flew to the days that he knew on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. How clearly those days he remembered, back home on his own native shore, and the songs that were sung in the days that were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door, from Bob Davenport's album The Red-Haired Lad. And I've just got time for one more song in this, my birthday celebration show. It's been a little bit self-indulgent, I do realise, but I hope you've enjoyed this journey through my own particular musical past. You've probably got a musical past of your own that you could make a show about, and I'd actually be very interested to hear what your musical past would be like. I'm going to finish with a song called Closing Time by Mary Asquith. The song struck me as a classic the very first time I heard it sung. Mary Asquith, sadly no longer with us, she died far too young. She has a voice that was, I always say, tuned by old Holborn tobacco and whiskey. She wasn't a big lass, but she was tough enough when she needed to be. Manchester singer-songwriter who wrote some beautiful songs and did a lot of great gigs. And this, for my money, is one of the best songs she ever wrote.
Half a dozen really care. False promises and secrets. lightning of the brain. Oh, the tears are like a torrent, but it's all part of the show. So now I find that it flows in time. I do believe that's a sign for me to go. Times were bad, and the friends you've had immortalized in song. But you never really knew them, and you stayed away too long. It seems you're only guessing, and that you don't really know. So now I find that it's closing time. I do believe that's a sign for me to go. All your words are cold, they make me old, with finger in they blur. About the way things never are, and the way they never were. We pay till we are paupers, and we reel with every blow. So now I find that it's closing time. I do believe that's the sign for me to go. So when you're throwing your money around, don't buy a drink for me. You treat me like a stranger now, and that's what I must be. And I would not have you spend so much on one that you don't know. So now I find that it's closed.
Mary Asquith with Closing Time from her album of the same name, bringing the show to a logical conclusion. Next week, the show is going to feature an interview with Shaw of Hands, talking about the various things they've been involved in, including a new tour they've just embarked on. So don't forget to tune in for that. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, where you can find links through to all the artists that have appeared on this show. You can also find a Hall of Fame. You'll find a gallery there with loads of folky picks, and you'll find a little donate button where you can fling a few bob at this show, should you so wish, because as Christmas approaches, so do the bills for the servers, the websites, the P.O. box, and everything else, which we have to pay out for. So if you want to keep the show going, just throw us a few bob, if you so wish. Again, thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, please, because we've got no money for advertising, and word of mouth is always the best advert there is. If you've enjoyed the show, of course, that is. Look after yourselves, because it's a funny old world out there, and it ain't getting any less funny. Ta-ra.